We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I want to start off by saying we have lost our moral compass in many spots in America. Here, let me read something to you. A New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene ad about drug use features a statement in quotes that declares, and this again is from the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, "Don't be ashamed you are using. Be empowered that you are using safely." They're giving needles out to people, and they're letting them know, go take your drugs, but use these clean needles. There's that, and then there's this other thing. Did you hear about what happened in Dallas with this? They're calling it a child-friendly drag show. Now, there are people who think that's absolutely fine, but on the wall, it was at a gay bar in Dallas, and it was called Drag the Kids to Pride, held at the Mr. Gay Bar and Club. That's how what they call themselves. Children and transvestites danced in front of an electronic sign that read, this is the sign right behind them, it's not going to lick itself. I mean, these are parents dragging their kids to these things. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And everything is okay because this is the progressive way of the world now. So you can't be upset with anything or anyone. And it's wrong because that is upsetting. I mean, how about parenting? If your kid wants to be a, if it was born a boy and wants to be a girl, let them decide for themselves as they grow and get older. Same thing if it's a born a girl. Excuse me, can you be born a girl anymore? I don't know, because we don't know what a woman is anymore, according to some people. But let them decide. Don't tell them what they are at 4 or 5 years old. I don't. Can't understand it. And well, as a parent of five, it raises my hackles. If that's possible.
I want to correct one thing you said. You said that it's with progressives. You can't be offended by anything anymore. Actually, that's not true. You can be offended by Donald Trump and the Republicans. That's and any of their supporters. That's about all you can be offended by, because of course they're the moral evil of our time. But anything else, no, you can't be offended by that. And to your last point there, Bob, about the kids, and gender identity and children. Bill Maher, of all people, had a fantastic monologue on this. I think it was about a week or so ago. And he said, it's really, first of all, he said, it's awesome that, if you are trans, that you can be out and be honest with who you are and not face any sort of discrimination or threats or anything like that. But he said, but now we're experimenting on children. And, he said, giving puberty blockers to children and some of this other stuff, he goes, that has consequences. And so, and it was a, if you get a chance to look it up, I think it's on YouTube, it's a really good common sense kind of analysis, similar to some of the things that you just said. But yeah, I don't understand what's going on. I mean, it's almost like the progressives have destroyed the Democrat Party. They're augmented towards the November elections, and they're just doubling down on crazy until the end.
Well, we'll find out in November how upsetting this is to people. And if it is, if all these progressives and Democrats continue to get elected, and it's not all Democrats, I don't want it to be painted that way, but there certainly are people.
No, it's the progressives that are causing the problems in the Democrat Party.
All right, now here's one other thing I want to mention, and this goes back to the 80s when I worked at the Associated Press, right? Some things would happen in New York because we were right in New Jersey. I was at the AP in New Jersey, and I abhorred being told, "Hey, we need to get comment from NAMBLA." Do you know what NAMBLA stands for?
Yeah, North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yes, it does, and it is identified as a pedophilia and pedestry advocacy organization. And I had we had to legitimize them. For that, and there's still people Bobby now Lush. Trying to get say it's okay if a boy can decide he wants to have sex with a man. No, he can't.
The progressives are even trying to redefine pedophilia as minor attentive individuals. Or there's now a woke term for a pedophile. They won't call them a pedophile. It's offensive to call them a pedophile.
Oh yeah. All right. You know what? Let's get off of this and go on to something else. How about what the Democrats are doing? What, you know exactly. You lay this out for me where they're trying to do a head fake to Republicans by, go ahead, explain it.
And this isn't all Democrats. This is just the Minnesota DFL. It's as I understand this, so there was leaked audio of a meeting where there's a party, there's the DFL and the Republican parties in Minnesota that are major parties, but there's also the grassroots legalized cannabis party.
Okay.
That is a major party, so they will be on the ballot. They don't need petitions or signature, or anything like that. They are on the ballot. Okay. And this is why, if you've seen the efforts in the DFL the last 2 years to legalize adult use cannabis, it has nothing to do with the merits of legalizing adult use cannabis. It's all about legalizing cannabis to take away the reason why this party, this grassroots legalized cannabis party, exists. So it's not on the ballot because they think that it takes votes from them in state, in a lot of key races.
Sure.
So this is their latest, rather than, battle with the Republican Party and its candidates on issues and run on its record, they were attempting to play shenanigans. And the people involved was Aisha Gomez, the state representative, Ryan Winkler's chief of staff, as I understand it, and there was a couple of others. And this audio, I said, we don't care if it's unfair. Actually, we don't give an F if it's unfair. We're doing this, right?
Yeah.
And they had this whole plan of they were going to take over the grassroots legalized cannabis party or call a special convention, change the name of the party to the MAGA party, and then quickly adjourn the convention. And they're on audio, the audio recordings, they're on record saying, if we don't do this, we're going to lose 7%. We're going to lose walls. We got to do this. We got to do this now. And so they apparently are very concerned about their chances going into November, that they felt that what they should do is put the change the name of the other major party to the MAGA party and try to siphon off some of the Republican
this
votes.
This cannot happen, can it? Or
thankfully, because of the audio recording and being outed about it, it's not going to happen. And they canceled the convention. The convention was canceled when they heard that Republicans were going to show up too, and possibly put a stop to this.
I got to say this though: some of those Democrats are incredibly shrewd, and they're always like, it's like if it's a chess game, they find ways to outmaneuver the Republicans on things like this.
Well, it's because, and this is a good telling, for people that are undecided about the upcoming election, look at it less from any other issue, but you have a political party trying to manipulate voters to keep them in power.
Well,
it's all about keeping themselves in power.
Well, take a step back and Peter Navarro, one of the Trump, one of Trump's guys, gets picked up at the airport by the FBI, put in shackles because he didn't respond to a subpoena or ignored it. Meantime, the Sussman character, the evidence was clearly there that he lied, that Hillary Clinton, one of her own top aides said, she did say, yes, let's do it. Let's basically bring in the Russian hoax. Let's make it all up. And he was found not guilty by a jury that included three Clinton donors and also the judge. Well, the judge was an Obama appointee, but you would have to hope that the judge was being fair. But how do you allow three donors to Hillary Clinton on that jury? That, to me, is staggering.
I think it was Bill Barr, the former attorney general, said it's really hard for Republicans to get a fair trial in D.C. right now. When the people you've picked from a jury, from the pool from the city, that city is lousy with Democrats.
Well, it's got to be 90-something percent.
It wasn't just three Clinton donors on the jury. There was an AOC donor and a woman whose daughter played softball with Sussman's daughter. And that's the best they could do for a jury pool. Now, and I think, if you look at the comparison, it's not necessarily the Navarro-Sussman. Look at what happened to Michael Flynn.
Yes.
Who was also accused of lying to the FBI. The same charge of Sussman. And that guy had to take a plea deal and he was convicted and all this. I mean, that's the problem. Is this, and the jury basically said, well, yeah, he did it, but it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And by the way, speaking of things that are just not right, I think Major League Baseball should make the Toronto Blue Jays play all their home games in the United States, so they don't have every team doesn't have to go through what the Twins did of leave four guys home because they weren't vaccinated. And there's
totally
enough
agree.
Coming out about
totally
vaccination.
Agree.
First of all, it was a lie that if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. You may get less severe symptoms, but you will get COVID or can get COVID, and you can spread it. So
yep.
Why are they forcing people to be? And I am vaccinated, and I've had a booster. So, and I've had COVID twice after being vaccinated. But they were mild mm-hmm. symptoms. I thought they were just a cold. So every time I get a cold now, I just assume it's COVID. But
yeah.
Why? Let them make them come here if Canada's not going to change their laws.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the what upset me about it was the stories were, you know, it was Max Kepler and three pitchers that weren't traveling to Toronto because they weren't vaccinated. It's like, no, they aren't traveling there because the Trudeau government is still clinging to this, forcing people to get a you know, the equivalent of a flu shot. Because like you said, it doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from transmitting it. All it does is if you do get it, it might make your symptoms worse, but it also has side effects.
But that's
and nobody asks these players why they aren't taking it. They just, you know, the blue checkmark crowd on the progressives on Twitter just immediately assume, oh, they're bad people. How selfish.
No. You know, and I have told people, and they don't want to hear it either, because my son didn't want to get vaccinated, but he had to for school to participate in rugby. And I said, just go get the Johnson & Johnson. It's like a flu shot because it's not that, you know, it's not like Moderna and Pfizer where it's the, you know, the different RNA that the mRNA, what is it? mRNA, RNA, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's not
mRNA,
synthetic.
Yeah.
It's not a synthetic thing. And that's what he wound up doing. And, you know, it covered him. So, I don't know. You know what, Jeff? It's just ridiculous. You want to play, if Toronto wants to have a season, they should have to come to the U.S. to play home games. Maybe that would put pressure on Trudeau to do something. Certainly the people in Toronto wouldn't be happy. But meantime, we're happy about everything, aren't we? All right, well, we need to take a break. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you.